Hello there. This is a guide for any potential slob fathers who want to take a man and turn them into a slobby man-child. Now, this is just a reminder that this is a non-exhaustive list. And so if you have better ideas, as the slob father, take initiative, take charge, and have fun. As a good slob dad, you have to provide a good, masculine, and messy role model for your slob son's behavior. Lead by example, by belching and farting loudly, eating tons of food, only talking about sports, sex, video games, showering less, etc. Be the man that you want your slobby man-child to grow into. One of the quicker ways to get your man to become a slobby man-child is to change his clothes. Because where the body goes, the mind will follow. And so, if you keep him in a simple white undershirt and tidy whities, it's a simple way to simplify his identity. But if he chooses to wear a dorky gamer t-shirt or something else like that, you need to let the boy express himself. Another way to penetrate your fat boy's defenses is by utilizing humor to your advantage. Telling dad jokes, potty humor, fart jokes, jokes where the punchline is a belch or pull my fingers, fat jokes, raunchy sex puns, and other slob type of humor is a great way to relax a stressed out man-child. After all, a giggly boy is a jiggly boy. Keeping his humor immature will make it easier to slobify him. It's also important to teach your slob son old-school slob masculinity. Think about the Bubbas down south who believe and were raised with this understanding that a man's body in its natural state is nothing to be ashamed of. Have him understand that he's not a model and so he doesn't need to act pretty. Eat your boogers in front of him. Scratch your ass, have an open door policy at the toilet, expose your naked daddy slob body in front of him. Show him what he's about to become. Encourage your slob son to also have an immature hobby, preferably one where he's sedentary and being a good, growing boy. Hobbies like this include gaming, comic books, watching anime or cartoons. Another great way to bond with your slobby man-child is by having eating, farting, belching, pissing, cumming, or stinky armpit competitions. It is your goal as a slob father to try to make your slobby man-child even slobbier than yourself so that he may surpass you one day. And now, if your slobby man-child ever disobeys you, or is just being an all-around brat, what you need to do is have some proper guidance. As punishment, have him consume copious amounts of heavy cream or boosts, just so that you can put that fat boy in his place. If you ever consume booze or marijuana in front of your slobby man-child, make sure to crack open a beer for him or light a joint. Make sure you treat your slobby man-child how you'd wish to be treated at his age. If you wish your slobby boy to grow into being a big slob dad like yourself, for every joint that you take, he should take one. For every beer that you have, he should have one. But if you want your boy to become an even bigger slob, for every joint that you have, he should have two. And for every beer that you have, he should have two. In order to raise a good slob son, it is also imperative to provide many rewards. Fat boys were meant to be spoiled. And so, you need to figure out how you can spoil your fat boy into a total slob. If he asks for one comic book, get him two. If he wants a burger, get him three. Every time the two of you go out, dress down. Try to dress in matching clothes. If you're wearing a wife beater, give that sloppy man child a wife beater to wear too. That way you can tell that the two of you are definitely inseparable. Make him refer to you as dad or father or slob. That way, any passersby can know that you are definitely his slob father, and he is your slob son. And if you slobify him the way you've slobified yourself, people will just walk by and assume that the two of you are. But you shouldn't care at all what other people may think. Instead, all of your attention should be devoted to your slobby man child and making sure that you protect him from all types of intellectual pursuits. Keep him away from books, from politics, from his stressful daily life. Protect this slobby man child. Protect your fat boy. And keep him dumb and happy. And feed him lots of food. Give him all the junk food that he didn't get when he was growing up. Because it's your job as the slobby dad to reparent your slobby man child. Get him to associate food with affection. Getting your slobby man child food is the perfect way to show him your love. And allow your slobby man child to slob out in public if he so pleases. Allow him to eat with his hands and reteach him, retrain him, reprogram him to be just another slob. Just pretend you come from a long line of slobs where all of this is normal. Act as though there's nothing wrong with your perverse behavior. Behave as though fattening up your boy is just tradition. Stuff your slobby man child so full of food that he has trouble walking around. Pack his gut full so that any passerbys will see that you have fattened up this slobby man child. Show them that this slobby man child is well taken care of. You should always be getting yourself and your slobby boy some food. If you're at the grocery store, grab a candy bar at the checkout stand. If he's stuffed full at an amusement park, stop by a churro stand and get him something to eat. And even though you want your boy stuffed full, fat and happy, you should always be teasing him about how fat he's getting. Reaching down in between his legs and pinching his fat pad. Teasing him about how he's just a little piggy. In order to assert your dominance as the slob father. And you should never be worried about helping your slobby man child become a slob dad like you. Growing up will happen naturally. And so, you need to make sure that your slobby man child gets to be a slobby man child. After all, you're only a slobby man child once. Let your boy enjoy his immaturity. Let your fat boy enjoy his innocence. Let your slob enjoy his job of just being a boy, being a body, being a gut. It is your duty as a slob father to ensure that your slobby man child enjoys his life. And so whenever you're comfortable, whenever he wants it, you're just gonna reach over and give him a belly rub. make sure that he masturbates and pleasures himself all the time, and encourage him to bust fat loads all over the floor, all over your place, and all over his belly. It is imperative for you to let your slobby man-child bust as many fat nuts as he can. You need to make sure that he's enjoying his youthful slob libido to its fullest. You should always be reaching down and playing with this slob boy bulge, and trying to get him to masturbate should always be as important as trying to get him to eat. After he spurts slob semen, you have to ensure that your slob son stays a slob, even as the post-nut clarity hits. You have to get him comfortable with slobbing out and jerking off again. It is your duty as a slob dad to keep your slobby son on the right track.